This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are live from the LO Fiber Studios, and we are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design has that full range of construction services using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and personal relationships with their vendors, designers, and tradesmen. Your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, it's the first of many football Fridays here on Coach Speak, on the whole show, Friday football. And I'll tell you what, want to welcome Big City Roadhouse, too. We've all been going over to Cables for years. Sean and Nikki, man, what a great job they've done over at Cables, but time for that change, and they want to do some different things in their lives. But Big City Roadhouse is taking over for Cables. That will be our official Football Friday sponsor, so gosh. We are really looking forward to getting over there, too, as they make that change. And, hey, go see Sean and Nikki this week through Saturday. So Cables is still around through Saturday, but we will welcome Big City Roadhouse. Well, speak of a welcoming, I was at the Loveland Fossil Ridge football game last night. Electric high school game. And joining us right now on the Clearwater Products Hotline is the quarterback, Jack Gebhardt of the Loveland Red Wolves. Jackson, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you sore today?
Yeah, I'm quite sore. I got some bruises, everything going on.
You got a few little hits last night, absolutely, but you were electric. Okay,
well,
I mean, you were electric. You made some plays. There was one play, Jackson, that I thought, man, you're dead in the water, and you pop up and you throw a pass and complete it for a first down, but you scored a touchdown. Hey, when you scored that first touchdown of the year, describe it, and how'd you feel, man?
You know, it was a cool moment. Something, you know, as a kid, I always dreamed of. You know, varsity football was my first varsity touchdown. I was just really happy, and I was, you know, celebrating with all the guys. So I was just, you know, it was a really cool moment.
Well, it was, and I'll tell you what, it was fun being out at your practice the other day. And, hey, Deion Christopher had a pretty good game from that running back spot as well. Jack, talk about your O-line and how things got created and, you know, just some of your teammates as well.
Yeah, well, everything, you know, starts up front. You know, all the success, you know, me or Deion has, running the ball, it doesn't happen without the offensive line, and they stepped up big last night. We had a 4th-and-1 to seal the game, and you know, they parted the Red Sea, and we were able to get the first down and take a knee and, you know, get out of there with a W. So, you know, that doesn't happen without a good push up front. And yeah, I'm just really proud of our guys for how they stepped up last night.
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought you guys had a terrific game plan going in and made some big plays. I mean, you guys got into a situation, I think it was 3rd and 17, something like that. And I was sitting there and I told Terry, I said, man, they just need a big play, you know, and you delivered that. And it was a great pass. And remind me who your receiver was on that play.
I think it was It would have been Jack Sayre.
It's Jack Sayre, yeah, Jackson. We talked Jack the other day too, but he had some big moments last night, as all your guys did, and it was really a fun game. I always said Jack that I think the most exciting day of the entire school year is the opening Friday or Thursday in you guys' case, football game, and your crowd was good, your student body was good, your cheerleaders were rocking it. You know, how was that environment at Ray Patterson Field last night for you guys as players?
You know, it was super cool to see all the students there supporting us. It was electrifying. You know, it was awesome looking up and seeing a crowd that big, but also, you know, you kind of get in a zone where you're not really paying attention to that. You're just paying attention,
right,
you know, what's going on in the game. But it was really cool to see, you know, a lot of people come out, especially, you know, it not being a Friday night. It was a Thursday game, you know, knowing we have school the next day. Still, everybody coming out and supporting us. It was a really cool feeling.
Yeah, it was fun. And you, it was a just really good crowd. And you guys, you got behind. You tied it up going into halftime, which was a terrific drive, by the way, because it gave the Sabercats really no time to put anything together, although they did their very best on a couple plays to get the ball down the field. But you were able to go into halftime tied up, and then you guys are coming down kind of ready to score. You had a couple of, I guess, what I'd call self-destruct penalties, you know, one maybe deserved, a couple of them really questionable. I was trying to really watch and observe the pass plays and things like that, and I think you guys got called for three linemen down the field, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you've been able to watch any film, but because I know you guys are so well coached that those guys know that barrier, you know, somewhat.
Yeah.
But what happened on those plays?
Well, I think I know we had one illegal formation. You know, somebody checked off when they should have been on or something, and then two illegal man downfield. You know, we had, you know, an RPO, but and I audibled for getting I audibled to a different route concept when we had like a screenplay on, so that illegal man field wouldn't have happened. And then I'm kind of drawing a blank on the other one.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oval out speed sweep, and it was just, you know, we're gonna fix it. We got film today, and
yeah,
we're gonna get with the guys.
you will, and honestly, I think they had to be right on the border too. A couple of those plays. Hey, I'm gonna have Vinny on after you today. But what was the elation moment, and there's a lot of game left, but when your kicker kicks a 53-yard field goal?
You know, it's kind of like one of those things where your jaw drops and you're like, did he really just do that? But, you know, I knew he could do it. I've seen him hit 55, 58, you know, yarders in practice. It's just, you know, everything has to be right from the snap to the blocking. And, you know, Vinny put it through, and that was a huge, huge field goal for us. You know, that gave us the lead and also gave us some momentum going into the game. You know, if he misses that, then they get the ball damn, you know, really close to midfield.
So yeah, it was a big, great kick, just a great kick. So I'm anxious to talk to him about that. And he's not just a kicker; he also a vital part of your defense as well. Hey, you have Mountain View coming up next week. What's coach's plans? I know. Do you watch film today? Do you go over some of those things? And then with no school Monday, I'm sure you'll have a good practice Monday and get ready for Mountain View next week, right?
Yeah. You know, last night was awesome, that win, but we're shifting our focus towards Mountain View. I think we're game planning for what they could be doing. So we're ready. So we can get ready for next Friday.
Well, I'll tell you what. Enjoy this one. I just want to relay to our audience some of the plays you made last night. Spontaneous as well. I mean, you had great calls and great patterns, but with some of the pressure applied at times, you need to make some spontaneous decisions. How much of your athleticism, Jack, do you depend on? Like when you're rolling right or left, you made a great jump pass last night. You made a great run around the edge. When do your instincts just simply take over on a play?
You know, I feel like if I sort of feel some pressure, I look to see if I can, make a play and extend it. And that's kind of just instinctual for me. Sometimes, I definitely hold the ball too long. I need to get it out sooner. But, I feel like, when I see a D end or, I see someone in my face, I try to make a miss and try to go make a play. And that's just kind of instinctual.
Well, you had a few ankle breakers last night. That was fun. Hey, talk about Deion's running too and the performance he displayed on the ground.
Well, Deion's one of the toughest kids I know. He's not afraid to, maybe take a few hits. He'll run between the tackles. And he runs a 10.8, 10.7, 100 meters, too. He's a really fast kid. So getting Deion in space is going to be huge for us this year. If we can get him to break away a few touchdowns, which I know he will, that's going to be huge. And, he can really tote the rock.
Hey, one last thing, too. I want to compliment you. Play both ways. You play defensively, too. You guys had some huge defensive series. Talk about that defense a little bit.
Yeah. I think, defensively, our team stepped up, they were driving down in the fourth quarter, and our defensive tackle, Jaden James, forced a fumble on the center and recovered the fumble. And that was huge. We get one, then all we had to do is get one first down and we win the game. There was many times the offense was going three and out. So our defense, they stepped up in a huge way. And that was a defensive battle that game. And it was really, really fun to be a part of.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was fun to watch. Well, congratulations to you, your coaching staff. Well played opening game overall. Very well played. And enjoy practice tonight. Get healed up. You're going to have this is like a 12, 13 week of bruises for you. I know you'll hang tough. You're a tough kid. And, hey, Jack, thanks for joining us, but congratulations on a terrific performance last night.
Yep, thanks for having me, and thank you.
Absolutely. Jack Jackson Gebhardt, the quarterback for the Loveland Red Wolves. Boy, he's just fun to watch. Micah, you ought to just see this kid. You talk about ankle breakers in basketball, when they make a move. He had a few last night on the football field, and a lot of fun watching him play.
Will we be seeing a Loveland rebound? Because they've had a struggle recently.
Well, they went to the playoffs.
But they weren't as good as expected.
Two games into the playoffs, so I think you're seeing it right in front of your eyes. Absolutely.
So they might be able to go deep this year.
They could be. They've got they're young. And they're young.
This could be possibly a few years of talent.
Yes, absolutely. I am anxious to talk to Vinny Wimmer, too, about that field goal. So let's do this. Let's thank and Shore Driving before we take the break. But, of course, they are your reliable driver education source for safety and success behind the wheel. And Shore also offers the lowest rates in the area. Choose from the classroom sessions, behind-the-wheel instruction. Combine both to save even more. And, of course, you can register for these classes at 14 and a half years of age. Hey, fall classes are filling up, parents. Get that son or daughter involved in the reliable driver education source. That's AndShortDriving.com. We'll be back and talk about that winning field goal after these messages.
.1 and 1310 KFKA. Your favorite daily shows can be heard anytime, anywhere. Take us with you. Find KFKA podcasts on 1310KFK.com or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. Football Friday. Little Buffs action tonight, too, but the biggest game in the area will be on KFKA. Kyle Johnson and myself will be out. I'll be at Ray Patterson Field two nights in a row because we're going out for the Thompson Valley birthed game tonight. And, boy, what a fun night it was last night covering the Red Wolves. And, of course, we talked to Jack Gebhardt, the quarterback, and got some of his takes. And hey, now we're gonna talk about the win game, the game-deciding field goal with Vincent Wimmer, who's also a very good defensive player, by the way. But, man, kicking. Vincent, welcome to Coach Speak, and thanks for joining us on the Clearwater Product Hotline.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, 53-yarder. We don't, you know, Mike, our producer, and I, we're talking. We don't talk about 53-yard high school field goals every week. And for you to start the season off with this, obviously you've done this in practice a lot, and you have great range. But what was your feeling as soon as it left your foot? Did you know it was good, Vincent?
Yeah, right after it hit my foot, I knew that it was going to be good because it was great contact. It was a great snap and a great hold and a great blocking by our line as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was sitting kind of on the north end, and you were kicking south, I said, "Oh, that's good." I mean, as soon as it left, I said, "That's got it," and that was so fun. You know, it wasn't the walk-off type field goal, but it ended up being the game-deciding field goal. Have you had some of those type of field goals in previous years at different levels?
Yeah. So actually, last year against Fossil over at their stadium, I hit a very similar field goal that was. A lot shorter. It was like a 35-yard field goal that put us ahead 2 points. But then they, in the last 45 seconds, scored a touchdown. So that was really, really close to what had happened this year. But this year, it actually ended up working out for us.
And this year, what you guys did, you just put the stop on the Sabercats that second half. Talk about your defense, because you're cornerback as well. Talk about how well your defensive squad played, especially in that second half of the game last night, Vincent.
Yes, sir. Our front line is what carried us. Our front line with our DNs and our nose tackle, we all were strong and gritty because we had a bunch of guys going both ways. The secondary was strong and we didn't let up any passes, and we just were stronger and tougher in that second half.
And you guys were you really dominated, you know, up front at times. And they have a terrific running back, and I believe it's Huff. And he just kept banging, but you guys put the clamps on him late. And I know he actually went out after one play after you guys hit so hard. But congratulations on that great defensive performance. Hey, I want to get back to kicking too. You work with Coach Yossi over there, who was a terrific kicker at the University of Wyoming. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. He was a great kicker, and then he also was on the Bills practice squad for a while as well.
Yeah. So, what's he bring to you? And you have the leg, but what does he bring to you, technique wise and drill wise, to prepare you for moments like last night?
Yeah, Coach Yossi, I couldn't do it without him. He knows exactly what he's doing. He has helped out probably over 100 kickers do the kind of thing that I'm doing right now. And he just has been there. He knows what he's doing. And he just is overall just a great coach.
And tell me, it's such a coordination of the offensive line, the snap by the center, the holder. Who's your holder, Vincent?
My holder is actually our running back, number 19, Deontay Christopher. He's doing a great job this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And hey, let's give that snapper a shout-out, too. Who is that?
Yeah, he is Landon Morris. He's doing a great job, too.
Oh, Landon, sure. Sure.
Yeah, it's his first time doing it.
Okay, and you guys are just, you know, I have a feeling there's going to be a few field goals made by the Red Wolves this year, and that's just brings another excitement to high school football. Hey, in practice, Vincent, what's the longest field goal you've made thus far?
So far, last year I hit a 62-yard field goal.
A 62-yarder, so that's got some distance. That obviously has some legs. How much, with being the, you know, a defensive player as well, how do your coaches allow you the time to work on both aspects? Because, you know, kicking is repetition, takes a lot of practice, drill work. How does your practice go during the year?
Yeah, so we usually just start off and do one special teams thing a day. So it's either punt, kickoff, or field goal. And we do that for like half an hour. And then we go on to our offense and our defense. And sometimes I go aside and go do some extra reps with Coach Yossi and try and get everything down and get the game plan down.
You know, I saw you last year working with Coach Yossi. I didn't see you the other day, but I saw you last year, and he had you just doing some short leg work into a pad, I think. But what's your favorite kicking drill other than just lining up and kicking the ball?
Yeah, my favorite kicking drill is actually that pad. It's where we just put a pad up against the fence, and I'm working on getting just good contact, having my foot open, and making sure that my legs are just going at the speed they need to be.
And Vincent, at what age did you figure it out? Like, wow, I can kick the football. I can kick the ball. Did you play soccer as a kid, or what led you to being a terrific football field goal kicker?
Yeah, so I played soccer my entire childhood until I believe it was sixth grade, and then I played my first season of tackle football in seventh grade, and then is when I realized that I could kick, and I never looked back. I always knew that I wanted to do that.
That is so cool, and you're really good at. Hey, do you have what's your routine? You know, as far as pregame, and then do you have a certain routine you do when you line up for a kick?
Yeah, so pregame, I usually just make sure that I get all my stuff on, all my pads, and then I go out on the field and I do some stretching, and then I make sure that I get some kickoffs. I do about two or three of those, and I do some field goals, and then I finish off with some punts. And then when I'm getting lined up to go kick, I make sure that I just do my steps, and then I just, like, more what I do is I envision what I'm about to do and, like, what my goal is. So usually it's on a kickoff, it's trying to get a touchback, and on a field goal, it's putting it through the uprights.
And you mentioned the mental visualization. how many mental exercises do you do throughout a day or throughout practice?
Yeah, I mean, every day. I do, like, even in school when on game day, I think about, like, all the situations that I could have with a game-winning field goal, like what happened last night, or really just a normal kickoff. I probably think about that 20 times a day.
So, Vincent, you can tell your teachers, I'm really not zoned out. I'm doing my mental preparation for kicking.
Yes, sir.
During class once in a while, right? Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Hey, speaking of academics, though, you guys are all terrific academically. What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is definitely math.
You are a math guy. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, Mike, our producer, he just shakes his head when he hears that, because he's definitely not, you know,
not a math
definitely
guy.
Not, but a math guy. Do you have a special, math class that you've, enjoyed more than most?
So last year I took, calculus, and I liked that one, but this year I'm actually taking AP statistics, and I'm liking that one a lot more.
Oh, statistics. Now, you can really see, I can even relate a little bit, you know, to statistics, because in the sports world, we're dealing with statistics all the time, you know.
Yes,
so my idea is figuring somebody's batting average out, or they're kicking even the angle of the kick or something like that, and how far it goes, but that's terrific. Do you want to kick in college?
Yes, sir. I have been talking to Coach Yossi, and he and I are both working on hopefully trying to find a school that would fit for me and that I could hopefully go kick for.
Well, there's a lot of schools that you would fit for them. You know, if they fit for you, that's going to be a great a marriage type with the kicking aspect. But you had a terrific game. You have a terrific leg. And before I let you go, though, let's talk defensive back a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How do you guys get on that great same pattern, that same routine as DBs, you know, calling the different defenses that coaches want you in? How vital is that communication for you guys?
It's super important for us. For us, we make sure that we get as many reps as we can through practice so that we can get into the swing of it, and so that we can make sure that we are ready for it on game day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have quite a few guys that play both ways.
Talk
about that and what advantages that gives you, having, you know, most of the time the best athletes on the field.
Yeah, so we have a ton of great athletes that are just super athletic. Jack Sared, number two, just as an example, he plays receiver and corner,
right.
And he's doing great. He has the conditioning that can get you both ways through an entire football game, and he has the speed and just the skill through everything.
And did you know, when did you know you would be a Red Wolf? Was it back in middle school, elementary school? When was that decision made?
Yeah, I knew that I was going to be a Red Wolf for a while, because my dad actually went to Loveland High.
And he was an Indian.
Yes, he was. I always wanted to, like, follow his footsteps and go to Loveland.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, Vincent, I'll tell you what, terrific game. Way to start off the year, too, with that win. Were there any little nerves on that last, you know, when Fossil got the ball? Because you knew how the game ended a year ago. And yes, you guys did the job to make sure that didn't happen again.
Yes, sir. There were lots of nerves. It felt like almost the same thing as last year, but we held on this year, and it felt great.
Absolutely, and a great 17-14 win. Vincent, I'll let you get back to class. Have a good practice. Have a good weekend as well, and get ready for Mountain View.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. That is Vincent Wimmer, the kicker, the 53-yard deciding factor kick in the game last night. Really fun game to watch. Of course, it was, the weather's nice in the late summer, fall here to sit out in that crowd, and a lot of fun. We'll be over at the same stadium tonight, Kyle Johnson and myself, on the air for Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 and 103.1 KFKA with the Game of the Week. A little Friday Night Lights tonight out at Ray Patterson Field as the defending 3A state champions, the Thompson Valley Eagles, take on their rival, Berthoud Spartans, as well. We'll be back for more Coach Speak after this.
And 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Join Kyle Johnson and Bruce Dick for the High School Football Game of the Week. Fridays on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. I want to thank Napa Auto for all their continuous great support. 12 locations in Northern Colorado. Everything you need for your vehicle, check them out. Napa Auto has it for you. So another Football Friday, and we want to thank them, of course. Micah, what's your most excitement about Football Friday this week or this weekend? What game are you most looking forward to? Because we're catching you without a Bronco game this weekend.
Well, I'm so excited about CSU's loss to the University of Wyoming. University of Wyoming, wow. I've lost my mind, Bruce. I was thinking about Wyoming's 10-0 loss.
They were 10-0.
That's our win.
They won 10-0. Congratulations, Cowboys. We have a lot of Wyoming listeners. You got to be excited about that defense. You shut Akron out.
It's now, Akron.
Offense, just 10 points. But hey, here's the bottom line. They are 1-0.
You, me, Tanner, and Brady and Brian could get together and stop Akron at 20 points. Like, we could stop Akron at 20 points. How the hell did Wyoming, just like, great their defense, how did they only score 10 points? I mean, I feel like I would score 10 points on Akron.
I bet Brady has some comments about that on the whole show
later
today.
I bet some of his texters have some comments.
I bet he'll have a few texters from Wyoming. But I bet majority of those texters are saying, hey, we're 1-0, off to a good start.
1-0 is great. It would have been nicer for them if it was bigger than a 10-0 victory. Defense, great. Offense, pitiful.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, I'm going to go over some of these scores from last night in high school and talk about blowouts. You know, just looking at the overall scores of this opening week, some crazy, crazy, crazy big scores. For example, the Lampkins over at Fort Collins, your alma mater.
Please tell me they didn't get crushed.
No, they crushed North Glenn. 56-0.
Well, that's good. They're 1-0. That's a proud 1-0. That's a 1-0 to be proud of.
Meade, okay, over Pueblo South, 42-0. I mean, another monstrous win. Elizabeth, 43, Sierra 7.
She's pretty good.
Elizabeth played well. Bear Creek, this is a Jeffco game, a little bit of a Jeffco rivalry. Bear Creek 43, Lakewood 9.
So was that mercied, or because that could have been mercied with like a late score?
Could have been, yeah, could have been. And then, hey, our Silver Knights over at Severance, they lost kind of on the other side. Heritage 46, Severance 13. So we'll be out at Severance next Thursday, I believe it is, as we wrap up our training camp coverage throughout Northern Colorado, and we'll be at Rocky Tuesday, I believe. We'll be at Highland Wednesday and Severance Thursday.
Do you know how many players Severance has retained from last year?
I don't have that, and usually we do find those things out when we visit the campus. I know their returning quarterback is a sophomore, up from a freshman, now a sophomore. But Heritage has a good football program as well. They've been a pretty good team the past few years.
I mean, if they're that's a very, very tough test. That's like going into Algebra 2 when you just got out of fractions.
Yeah, that would not be for me. Here's another big score. Small school, Clear Creek 53, South Park 8. Another shutout, Alameda 32, Jefferson 0. Another big blowout, Denver West 49, Prospect Ridge Academy 0. Another shutout, 49-0, Pomona, who's went from 5A to 3A, powerhouse 3A, over Kennedy, 49-0. So all these big, big scores. You know, it looks like last night's game over at Loveland over Fossil Ridge turned out to be one of the really, really good games, and we were there. Centaurus beats the Panthers of Boulder, 41-0.
So are we at the time, because I know this happens a lot at the beginning of the season, where you get the 5A versus 4A, the 4A versus 3A. And you can have some of these blowouts. So sometimes these just aren't indicative of what it is. Maybe Severance, maybe this is not something to worry about. Like,
they'll
maybe you're
back.
Playing
they're a good
an
team.
A above you.
Yeah, they're usually in football you might play an 1A above you, but not won't be many 3As versus 5As. Here's another one. Small school. Both these are small schools. Akron defeated Calhoun 50-6. Lewis Palmer, two big schools, defeats Rampart 30-0. Vista Peak Prep 48-21. Mesa Ridge 28-0. Now here is two really good athletic teams. Pine Creek, who the Loveland Red Wolves will play, I believe, 2 weeks from now. They beat Cherokee Trail 35-21. That almost seems like a close game after reporting some of these other scores. Arvada West over Mountain Range, similar size schools, 56-0. So what is going on with some of these big blowouts early in the season?
Maybe not the 80s weren't paying attention.
Not a lot of parity this first week. That's for sure. Hey, a game tonight. This should be really good on the docket as well. In 3A, Windsor travels to Green Mountain. Now, Green Mountain is highly ranked. Windsor is highly ranked. Windsor is actually number two, I believe, in 3A football preseason ranked. They traveled to Green Mountain. Green Mountain had a terrific year last year before they lost their quarterback, Simon Lunsford. And so they will be replacing a quarterback. But anxious to see what the Wizards bring tonight, because they are really touted to have a terrific season. So that should be a lot of fun following that. And we'll have the scoreboard show at halftime of our game tonight right here out of the KFKA studio. So that should be a lot of fun.
And scores throughout the game.
So stay tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, KFKA 103.1 and 1310. As tonight, yeah, Kyle Johnson and myself will be on the call. Micah, really anxious to see Thompson Valley. They lost a lot of seniors. They did off their 3A state championship, but they have some such good incoming replacements that it's going to be terrific, I think. And Bertha, solid year a year ago, should be a dandy of an opener. I guess we need to take a break. We'll come back to wrap up the program after this.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Your favorite daily shows can be heard anytime, anywhere. Take us with you. Find KFKA Podcasts and 1310KFK.com or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Welcome back. I'll tell you what a great show with Jack Gebhardt, Vincent Wimmer of the Loveland Red Wolves as they talked about their victory over Fossil Ridge. Hey, the Sabercats, they're young. They're going to be fine, too. But, boy, do they have a schedule in front of them. They play some terrific teams. Hey, speaking of games tonight, locally, Greeley West, they make the trip over to Montrose. Highland, they make the trip to Flatirons Academy. Pooter, they're 0-1. They had the game last week. They will take on Timnath, the Cubs, their opening game. Skyline is at Silver Creek and Longmont. Hey, stay tuned for the whole show. A lot of Bronco talk in the, but probably a little more Wyoming CSU. Make today your masterpiece. Love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.